Chapter 82. Whose money is it? You're married and have no money problems. If you wanted to go out today and buy a luxury car with cash, you could. You could have enough money saved up for all your children to go to college. You can afford to hire a chef and a maid and make things easier around the house. The amount you give to charity each year is larger than most people make for an entire year. You have several accounts and financial advisors to help you keep track of all your assets. You and your wife hardly ever have conversations about money. Okay, so that probably doesn't describe you, but like one of my friends says, why couldn't it? Sorry, I got off track for a moment. Let's get back to business. No matter how much money you have coming in, there is a need for you and your wife to work together to handle your finances properly. I've heard so many people over the years ask questions like, whose money is it? Who's in charge of it? Each couple handles things differently, but here's what worked for my wife and me. We believe God ultimately blesses us with any money that flows into our house. Everything we make belongs to both of us and goes into one big pot. Something that's worked well for us is that once we pay our tithes, all our bills are paid, money is put in savings, and all the other miscellaneous expenses are taken care of, we each would have our own spending money to use for eating out or buying whatever we wanted. We each got the same amount, and it would increase or decrease according to how much we could afford. When it came to spending larger amounts of money, we made an agreement that we would talk to each other before we spent anything over $50. That was the amount we started when we first got married. There were many times I was in a store and wanted to buy something I didn't need, but because of our agreement, I would call my wife and talk it over. She would talk some sense into me, and I would thank her for helping me stay on track. As time progressed, we moved that limit to $200. We allowed ourselves to be accountable to each other so that we could both reach the same goal of staying financially stable. What about when one person is a spender and the other person likes savings? That's what the allowance I mentioned earlier is for. The spender can spend his allowance and the saver can save hers. You have the agreement in place that you won't spend over a certain dollar amount. All the bills are taken care of. What else is there to do? It might be helpful to give more control over what gets spent to the one who's more cost-conscious or good at handling administrative things like making sure things get paid on time. To help you with this, you could always set up as many payments as possible to come out of your paycheck automatically. Do what works best for your situation. Decide that you're going to work together and not allow money, or the lack of it, to ruin your marriage. Reflection questions. 1. Do you have healthy conversations about money? 2. Do you have a good system to make sure you stay within your financial means? 3. Are you working together towards a common goal? Is there room for improvement in what you're doing to get there?